Intel Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic equipment to help win the war, makers tomorrow of products for good living in a world at peace, presents the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman. The Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, our singing star, Miss Georgia Gibbs, the world-famous Mary Max, and that brilliant young piano virtuoso, Earl Wilde. All present at the Counted For to take you on a scintillating, syncopated summertime musical voyage.
Latch on, mates. We launch our LCM, known to all those aboard the SS Philco as Landing Craft Musical. We slide down the ways with Bell-Bottom Trousers.
Once there was a little girl who lived next to me, and she loved a sailor boy, he was only three. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor's suit. Just a great big sailor man, but he's just as cute. Well, bottom trousers, call him Navy Blue.
Making a shambles of Tojo's industrial centers. Listen to a couple of our fighting airmen barking out.
Bombs away.
Bombs away. There they go, brother, right on the button.
Nice going, Mac.
Just like shooting ducks. Boy, they ought to get this hunk of magic a medal.
You're not kidding. The stuff Philco made for this ship is great.
Yeah. The guys in the Philco lab sure know what the score is when it comes to performing miracles.
For obvious security reasons, Philco engineers cannot yet reveal these miracles of radar and electronic research produced in the Philco laboratories. But Philco's brilliant record of war production is your assurance that when the Philco laboratories turn from radar research to radio for your home, once again, Philco will be first with the finest. And remember, 12 straight years of Philco leadership before the war make Philco the world's largest radio manufacturer. So when you can buy your new radio, go to your Philco dealer first and look at the leader. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Georgia, now that our LCM has hit the beachhead...
LCM, Landing Craft Musical. Say, I like that, Paul.
Good. Today, the SS Philco and we of the Philco family take time out to pay honor to as gallant a lot of lads as ever hit the beach.
That's right, Paul. Tuesday is Guadalcanal Day, the anniversary of the day when we first started the rollback of the Japs just 3 years ago.
And those Marines brought us our first victory. So, Georgia, it's up to you.
Well, there are a lot of girls in America whose hearts were tied very close to those boys in the tropical green uniforms. So to them, I'd like to voice my musical sentiments with a love song from every G.I.R.L. to every U.S. G.I. my bill.
Perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. I always used to fancy then he'd be one of those godlike kind of men with a giant brain and a noble head. Like the heroes bold in the books I read. But look in here, he's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street, his form and face, his manly grace, is not the kind that you would find in a statue, and I can't explain. It's surely not his brain that
that we go abroad for our music, looking to continental Europe for musical themes. The scene has changed now, and deep in the heart of America, we find folk tunes that offer opportunities for all kinds of music, be it serious or light. On our SS Philco, we bring proof of this in an American folk tune as familiar to you as your daily paper. It's a favorite that'll bring the touch of home to our GIs on land, sea, and in the air, be they in Chungking, Cairo, or Chattanooga. Earl Wilde, our gifted young piano soloist, presents his unusual rhythmic setting of Turkey in the Straw.
Thank you.
Whiteman, I'm a little confused here.
Well, what's the matter, Georgia?
Well, everybody's talking in nautical terms in the Philco family today, and I'm a landlubber.
Oh, now, sea lingo's not as hard to get, Georgia.
No? Well, I don't know a binnacle from a barnacle.
It's easy. For instance, you see somebody come up a gangplank, and all you do is call out, "Everything shipshape, just step aboard and we go topside." Got it?
Yeah, but I'm getting seasick.
Fine ensign you'd make.
Ensign? Say, what's that?
Second lieutenant who can swim.
Oh, Judd, can you help me out of this?
What's the matter, Georgia? Getting all snarled up in the rigging?
Oh, you too with that Navy talk.
Didn't you know that Judd was a seafaring child? He wanted to join the Navy when he was 12 years old, but his mother wouldn't let him.
That's right. I was always tied to my mama's apron strings.
Yeah, he was 16 years old before he found out whether he was a boy or a yo-yo.
Judd, it's time for you and the Merrimacs to man your musical battle stations. How about a salty salvo aimed directly at a little tune called "If I Had You"?
Aye, aye, sir.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could ease the grin if I had you. I could leave the old days behind. Leave all my past. I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean white. I could cross the burning desert
if I had you by.
I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing that I couldn't do if I had you.
Get that Navy lingo, but I know how you got it.
Elementary, my dear, elementary. But how'd you latch on?
Oh, I did a little Sherlocking on my own. With my magnifying glass, I was scanning page 6 of the Whiteman scrapbook. You know, it was a big blue page, and...
Georgia, that wasn't a blue page. That was me in a sailor suit.
Well, tell me, who was the guy behind you?
There was nobody behind me. That was still me.
Well, tell us more.
The year was 1917, the place was San Francisco, and the band was through the courtesy of Uncle Sam's Navy.
And it was then that Paul Whiteman first got the idea to start the orchestra that led to his career as Dean of Modern American Music.
Len, you're right on that. I really owe it all to those days in the Navy. I'll never forget 1917.
And I'll bet San Francisco will never forget your Navy band marching down Market Street, proud as a peacock, playing Darktown Strutter's Ball.
Yes, Len, and for a little different touch an hour now and then... Here's that tune, just as the Whiteman band played it in 1918. Start strutting, boys.
Thank you.
That was the way it sounded to the boys in blue in 1918. And a good tune, like a good sailor, doesn't change with the years. So the 1945 version is modern as the mighty battle wagons bombarding Tokyo itself.
Skipper's going to ask a few questions.
Just a minute, Glenn. I'd like to ask the skipper a few questions myself. Say, Paul, what would you do if a storm came up on the high seas?
Simple. Throw out an anchor.
And if a hurricane came up?
Throw out another anchor.
And a typhoon?
Throw out another anchor.
Say, where are you getting all those anchors?
Where are you getting all that wind?
Here!
All right, Mary Max, you got any questions?
Uh-huh, sir.
It's aye-aye, sir.
Sorry, it's uh-huh, sir.
Look, you're talking to an old Navy hand, and it's aye-aye, sir.
Skipper, you're talking to an old singing hand, and it's uh-huh, sir.
Uh-huh, I knew we'd come to this. Uh-huh, you're begging for a kiss. Uh-huh, I'm holding out for more.
Maybe three or four.
Even up the score.
Uh-huh, you had me on a string.
Uh-huh,
you didn't notice spring.
Uh-huh, I heard a birdie call by a garden wall. Baby, that is all. Would it bore if I try to glorify every single thrill my heart has found? When I close my eyes, what a big surprise. Every time I do, it's true, I think of you so.
Uh-huh,
the candle didn't burn.
Uh-huh,
the tables didn't turn.
Uh-huh,
it wasn't meant to be. Confidentially, it's okay by me.
Uh-huh,
I knew we'd come to this.
Uh-huh,
you're begging for a kiss.
Uh-huh,
I'm holding out for more. Maybe three or four to even up the score. Uh-huh, you had me on a string. Uh-huh, you didn't know the spring. Uh-huh, I heard a birdie call by a garden wall. And baby, that is all.
It was feasible, she was squeezable. How could I resist the urge to kiss?
If I hadn't tried, how could you decide that you'd like to be with me eternally? So,
uh-huh,
uh-huh,
it's what we're gonna say.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh,
upon our wedding day.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh,
we'll raise a family confidentially. It's okay by me. It was feasible, she was squeezable. How could I resist the urge to kiss her? If I hadn't tried, how could you decide that you'd like to be with me
eternally. Uh-huh, uh-huh, is what we're gonna say. Uh-huh, uh-huh, upon our wedding day. Uh-huh, we'll raise the family confidentially. It's okay by me.
There's a new day coming in kitchens, says an article in a leading national magazine. It tells the fascinating story of frozen foods cooking, and what a break it'll give the tired housewife. Imagine pepping up your family dinners with rare dishes cooked by famous chefs and brought to you frozen, ready to heat and serve. Picture yourself taking a week's vacation from messy chores of preparing foods, with a whole week's meals cooked in advance and stored in your home freezer. Yes, Mrs. America, you'll get new leisure, new freedom in the day of frozen foods cooking. Already, there are stores where you can buy completely prepared frozen dishes, from Irish stew to shrimp creole. And if you want a preview of what's coming in frozen foods cooking, ask any woman who bought a Philco refrigerator just before the war. For Philco was the first to provide a complete line of refrigerators with special roomy compartments for frozen food storage. Yes, famous home economists, great food companies, and Philco engineers are all working together to make life easier for you. So, remember, when the new model Philco refrigerator and brand new Philco freezers are announced, your Philco dealer will be headquarters in your neighborhood for the new day that's coming in kitchens.
Georgia, you've been down in the galley. You've got crumbs all around your mouth. What are you cooking up?
Oh, something sentimental and romantic.
Well, for a seagoing girl, Georgia, you've got a lot of sentiment and romance.
I think all sailors, soldiers, and Marines have time for romance, don't
sure,
you?
Unless they've got a three-hour pass.
Well, here's something for them, whether they've got a three-hour pass or a three-day liberty.
Well, let's sail. Unfurl the jibs, Gibbs.
Summertime rapture renewed, and from that day nevermore will I say there's no
you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome may seem in the fall. Clouds cover and falling leaves cover.
kiss can recapture the summertime rapture. And from that day, nevermore will I say.
Every day, our Navy is getting in closer to Tokyo. There's not an inch of Hirohito's islands that doesn't feel the bite of our battle wagons and the sting of our aircraft. For that, the boys in blue rate a big bow. The girls in blue come in for their bow, too. The waves are 3 years old this week. Many of the boys who are manning the big guns off Honshu are there because a brave and patriotic girl took over their land-based duties. They let them get into the fight. But we need more of you girls in the waves. How about getting aboard? This is Paul Whiteman saying goodbye for Georgia Gibbs, the Merrimacks, and recruiting all our listeners to line up at the Philco welcome sign next Sunday, same time and same station.
The American Broadcasting Company.